millions who call themselves, and with such limitations as God best understands, are Christians. But what is the heart of Catholic Christianity as distinct from the by now over 4,000, not churches, denominations that somehow derive from what people call, what I never call, the Protestant Reformation. The Protestant Revolution, the Protestant Rebellion, and the Catholic Reformation. Like who? Like Teresa of Avila. Like who? Like John of the Cross. Like who? Ignatius of Loyola. Like who? Like Charles Borromeo. That's the Reformation. The other is a rebellion. I hope I'll be clear in the time that we have at our disposal. Why did Christ rise from the dead? That until the end of time, he would, through his humanity, communicate the graces that he merited. That's the verb. No Protestant who is sober and sane and understands Protestantism will ever use the word merit either as a noun or a verb. One of my joys in teaching Protestants in their seminaries is to increase their vocabulary. Christ, by his death on the cross, instituted the church. The moment Jesus died, the church came into existence. But what are we saying? The moment Christ died, then he, the living God in human form, through the church, has been communicating the graces that a sinful human race needs to be saved. That's why we have the sacraments. That's why we have the Mass. Why? In order that the graces that Christ merited, past tense, he might now communicate, present tense, and I repeat, through his risen humanity. In order to appreciate what this means, we should realize that God assumed a human nature in order that through this humanity, he might redeem the world. But remember, we're Catholics living in a very Protestantized nation. Why did God become man? In order that on the cross, on Good Friday, he might earn, merit, win, gain our salvation. That he might gain, win, merit, obtain from his Heavenly Father the graces that the world needs and will need until the end of time to reach its heavenly destiny. But God became man so that on Easter Sunday, with his resurrection, he might begin to communicate the graces he had won on the cross. That's why what joy it gives me to say there are members of the Society of Jesus that were martyred. That were martyred for offering Mass. One of the unwritten, not pages, but library of European history is the hatred of the priesthood by those who broke with the Catholic Church in the 16th century. In other words, Christ instituted the church, and within the church the sacraments, and among the sacraments the priesthood, in order that he, having died on the cross, might continue to offer himself in the sacrifice of the Mass and thereby communicate the graces that he won, past tense, merited, past tense, on Calvary. Final question. How are we to live the mystery of the resurrection? The mysteries of our faith, as we know, are not only to be believed with the mind. They must be believed with the mind, otherwise nothing follows. The mysteries of our faith are to be lived. Live with our wills. And our wills have freedom. That's what we have a free will for. To, well, order the faculties of our body and of our soul to do what they're supposed to do. Some people don't know there are voluntary muscles of the body. Did you know that? Like what? The lips. Want to keep my mouth shut? I'll keep it shut. The will is behind our facial muscles. If you want to show how we feel, they can show it. What an ocean of morality is hidden behind the voluntary muscles of the eyes and the face. Why teach religious women may be totally covered with a habit except the face. I tell them, sisters, that's enough. We are to live our faith, which means using our free will. and we use our free will to hear it. Why? That we might be able to cooperate with the grace of God. I repeat, we are not Calvinist predestinarians. Sure, Christ died on the cross. Sure, he redeemed the world. Then we have to use the adverb objectively. But subjectively, Christ is giving us the graces, plural, with which we are to cooperate. We are to live the faith we profess. In fact, that is what profession of the faith mainly means, living what we believe. How then are we to live the mystery of Christ's resurrection? You may say, Father, enough is enough. No, not in this case. It's not enough. How do we live the mystery of the resurrection? We live the mystery of Christ's resurrection from the dead by our devotion to the Holy Eucharist. It is that humanity, that risen humanity, which on earth, and not only in the Eucharist, that is the Eucharist. That's what the Holy Eucharist is. It is the risen, glorified Jesus Christ. The Holy Eucharist is the risen Lord. But we must believe he's here. Did I tell you the episode of my talking to an ecumenical audience in Chicago? The little theater of Loyola University. Most of the people were Protestants, but some Catholics. Ecumenical lecture. When I finished, a lady got up and said, I am so happy to see that you and I have the same faith. I wasn't sure I was being complimented. So I asked a lady, what religion do you profess? And out loud, I am a Southern Baptist. Didn't I tell you this? Did I tell you this?
Didn't tell me.
I did. You didn't hear it? Well. Remember how we ended up? Where is Christ now? In heaven. Only in heaven? Don't you believe in the Apostles' Creed? That's she to me. Yes, but as a Catholic, I believe that Jesus Christ is on earth. That's why he's here. But what a crucial adversative this is. What did Jesus do during his public ministry on earth? He preached and he worked miracles. That's what he's doing now. He is teaching and he's working miracles. Say that again. Christ is on earth teaching and working miracles. He's on earth. I'm sure I told you over the years, most of what I've written with God's grace has been written before the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus Christ is on earth. He's teaching. And Jesus Christ is on earth, and he wants to work miracles. I hope none of you doubts that we need miracles in the world today. Miracles. Miracles of humility in the proud people. Oh, what names, not only I but you, could give. Stubborn pride. A Charles Curran for 18 years, denying every single moral premise of revealed Christianity. I know Charlie. And protected, God help us, protected by the Episcopal Board of Directors of Catholic University. Till the Pope stepped in, and thank God, Cardinal Hickey had the courage to defend Christian morality. The miracles that have to be worked in the lives of so many broken families, broken homes, broken lives. Remember, there are physical miracles, like Christ walking on the water. Intellectual miracles, like the infused wisdom of the great saints, the mystics. But moral miracles, to live one's life, use one's free will in conformity with the will of God. They're asking, how are we to live our faith in Christ's resurrection? By our strong, faithful, humble acceptance of Jesus Christ being on earth in his living human nature and ready to work not only the miracles that he had worked during his public ministry, but he's foretold even greater miracles. Remember? What's the condition? Our faith. Remember the passage when a crowd had gathered around Jesus and a woman bleeding for years, try to get closer to Christ? Thought to herself, if only I could at least touch the hem of his garments, I'll be healed. Well, she slunk through the crowd, got to Christ, and then Jesus asked, who touched me? And the disciples, who touched you? They're shoving and pushing. And you asked, who touched me? Memorize what Jesus said. I know someone touched me because I felt power going out from me. And then Christ telling the woman, it is your faith that has healed you. Christ in the Holy Eucharist, the risen Savior, wants to work miracles, and we sure need them. Miracles of conversion in religious communities. And I use my words carefully. Miracles of moral conversion. Very well. Remember what the evangelist tells us? There were places where Jesus could not work miracles. Remembers why not? For the people's lack of faith. Omnipotence. Hear it. Omnipotence is at the mercy of our faith. It is this God who became man, who is on earth, ready, willing, that's why he's here. To work miracles. I tell people, and I use the imperative mood, expect miracles. I'm serious. And to live a faithful religious life in today's sex-mad and self-intoxicated world is a moral miracle. Where do we get the power to live, dare I say it, miraculous lives? From the same Jesus who raised Lazarus from the grave and by his own divine power raised himself from the dead. I have a closing prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you died on the cross to merit our salvation. But since you rose from the dead, you are bestowing the graces you won for us, especially by your Holy Eucharist. We believe you are really present on our altars. We believe you really offer yourself and us to your Heavenly Father in the sacrifice of the Mass. We believe you really come to us, body and blood, in Holy Communion. Strengthen our faith in your Holy Eucharist so that, believing in you now, we may see you, our glorified Savior, and be glorified by you in heaven for all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I really feel guilty about, imposing you with three conferences in less than a half a day. My apologies, but I thought I should.